Okay, welcome and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Rivulus Irrigation Training Series. And today we're going to be talking about ag water treatment solutions. And I really felt that going into this winter, this might be one of the most important subjects that we talk about through the winter and into the spring, especially in California, because of what we saw last year with the rain. And it was interesting. I know Corey and I were both at a conference last week on California ag irrigation. And one of the growers there mentioned that they were still de-irrigating, right? Still taking water out of fields. So that's what our ag community is having to deal with still. It creates potentially some water treatment issues. And really dealing with those properly is important for the next season. So taking us through this today is Corey Broad. He's the agronomic sales manager for Avid Water. If you've watched any of my programs here, you know Corey. What a great trainer Corey is. Corey is obviously interested and passionate about irrigation, but the thing I really appreciated about Corey is he is also an agronomist. He really looks at the whole grower picture with a 360 view. You don't always get that. You know, with a lot of people, you just get the irrigation view, but we're very fortunate because Corey brings this big view to all of us. And we really appreciate that he takes his time to train us and educate us as well. So Corey, thank you for joining us today. How you doing?
I'm well, Richard. And thank you for the introduction. And yeah, it's an important topic. I think it's pertinent always. And I think that, you know, we talk about how much water came in a very short period of time for our growing community last year and the challenges it provided, but also the opportunities, right, to have a different water source, I'll say a more reliable water source, maybe not pumping out of the ground. But one of the things we found this year working with our customers across California was that's great, but also some relief was brought. There's some challenges that maybe we weren't, I won't say weren't prepared for, but just hadn't seen in a few years where maybe a grower was running a different water source and it had different constituents, contaminants, so on and so forth. So obviously that's a big part of what we do at the irrigation dealership business and Avid Water in particular is add value to growers. And again, it's a really tough ag economy right now. We understand that. We have people on our staff and in different positions that are farmers as well. And so I think we have that kind of holistic 360 picture you were kind of referencing earlier. And I wanted to do a webinar to talk about obviously some of the challenges and opportunities, but really like how do we add money to the grower's bottom line? And I think when you start looking at water treatment in general, yeah, it's technically a cost, but really it's an investment and the ROI on it can be, I'll say, pretty immediate and potentially pretty significant. And again, it's really nice because we have a great staff of people that can really kind of, I'll say, take this off your hands while, you know, helping you mitigate risk and then actually add some value and some profit to your bottom line.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Corey, because that's the other unique thing that you're going to do today in this webinar is really, you know, we hear a lot of generalizations about saving money, but you're going to bring some specifics to the ROI. And before we see that, though, what I think is going to happen, big change in the Central Valley this year is that we're going to see a lot less pumped water, a lot more surface water. What challenges do you anticipate as a result of that?
Yeah, I think we've seen it where, you know, take some of these canal systems or transport systems by, you know, irrigation districts or even some farms themselves. They had not had really any water running through them for, you know, maybe 2 to 3 years time period, and trash builds up and different contaminants. You have, you know, plant growth, all these different things, and the districts try and do a good job of cleaning it out, but there's nothing like constantly having water running through it. And so, you know, filters were getting plugged. There's, again, these contaminants that we just hadn't seen in our systems for a couple of years. The chemistries maybe needed to be changed because pH levels were different in these waters, or the TDS constituents were different, which are, you know, salts and solids. And so I think that, you know, we had to go back through and work hand in hand with growers to say, okay, well, what water source are you using this year? Okay, let me get a fresh sample from that and let me get it into a lab and get this looked at so we can make sure that you're using the right product. Because I think it's like anything else. It's not just doing the activity, but it's doing the activity right and using obviously the right chemistry at the right rate. Really no different than, you know, kind of fertilizer, pesticides, or herbicides. You know, growers have to work through kind of a number of challenges. And so we're here to kind of help bridge that gap and say, hey, here's what chemistry you should use, when, where, and how.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, listen, we're all in for learning about unlocking the savings.
Awesome. Well, I obviously think it's important to talk about where our business is today. And, you know, Avid Water does have that kind of full service water treatment business. We work with a variety of growers across the Central Valley of California. And predominantly at Avid Water, the businesses have been operating under MicroPro and BioDrip. You can think of BioDrip as kind of more of our northern territory service area, and MicroPro being kind of our central to southern. So kind of north of Fresno is probably most customers know BioDrip. Fresno south would be kind of known as MicroPro. And some exciting news, we're not fully ready to launch all the brand stuff yet, but in 2024, MicroPro and BioDrip will be rebranded as a single offering. It still operates as a single offering, but still have kind of some of the old stickers out there, labels, different things like that. But we will have a new name, but again, a similar focus and a combined offering. So I think that actually benefits all of our current customers, which right now we have about 150 customers and 350 kind of field or pump site locations, depending on how you want to break that down. And really, again, you know, almonds, pistachios, walnuts, you have your nut crops. We work in grapes, tomatoes, cotton, garlic, onions, any of your row crop stuff, citrus and stone fruit. We can really kind of take care of whatever crop need you might have or irrigation system type that you have. I think that's kind of what I wanted to demonstrate there. And I think probably one of the more interesting parts is, you know, when you have more sites than you do customers, that tells me that we're doing a good job and we're adding value, because we have customers that are growing with us. We have customers that got one site and said, wow, this does help me. This does add value. This does maybe contribute to my bottom line, hopefully kind of validating some of the things I'll say today. And then we had the opportunity now to take on more of their business or treat more of their acres. And that's a validating point to me when your sites outnumber your customers.
Yeah, that's interesting, Corey. And then I do associate the BioDrip with IDC.
Yep.
The other one with AgriValley.
Yep.
But you guys are doing a great job of not just blending those two together, but blending them together and creating something that was bigger and better than was there, which is hard to do when you had such great businesses to start with. But you guys are getting it done, and I really admire you guys for that, and I've really enjoyed watching it.
No, I appreciate that. Again, we have an excellent team. I mean, that kind of blends into what I wanted to go into next. And I have, you know, fantastic people at the organization that have really helped push the two units together, see the value in what we're doing, and are excited about taking the best pieces of each and kind of moving forward. And again, talking about that staff, you know, certification and training are super important. You talked about agronomy earlier. That's something that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, our staff has, we have two certified crop advisors. We have four certified ag irrigation specialists. We have seven certified irrigation designers. And then just on the water treatment side of our business, we have eight experienced installation and management technicians that are dedicated just to water treatment and water management. And so I think that's a big differentiator compared to others in the market, specifically irrigation dealers that are trying to do this type of work, but even some of the service providers that maybe aren't general irrigation companies like we are. I think we have that kind of well-rounded aspect of agronomy to actual water treatment management to how does that interact and support the irrigation system. And so again, talking about the rebranding in 2024, we're actually going to be expanding our service area offering as well. Obviously, Avid Water has 15 branches across California. And so I see this as another great opportunity to expand our customer base, but again, add more value, work with more crops, work with more irrigation system types, and hopefully, you know, add continuous value to the irrigation industry across all of California.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this certification and the people and the experience, and I can't imagine if I was going to look for these people where I would find them. I mean, this is really a unique skill set, and you seem to have all the great people.
We've done well. I'd say the best place to find them, Richard, is avidwater.com, obviously. But as you know, the Irrigation Association does a great job of providing certifications and testing for individuals. You can look up certified individuals pretty easily on their website. But yeah, I would say that we've done a great job of amassing a lot of talent, a lot of ideas, and obviously a lot of certifications, and have a great staff. So again, just give us a ring and we can definitely take care of it. So nuts and bolts, right, of kind of why we're here. And I talked about adding to the bottom line and the cost efficiencies. And so obviously, again, it's a tough ag economy. We know that there's a few bright spots here and there, but probably more darker areas than there are bright spots. And so, you know, you can even kind of look at the lingering effects of COVID-19 and kind of the constraints that it put on the supply chain at that time. And you still have high fertilizer prices in the market, pesticides, herbicides, fuel, labor. Those are things that are all up, and it's negatively impacting our grower economy. You have this kind of low commodity pricing, which, you know, it's a green arrow because it's kind of the income side of the business. But unfortunately, outside of the maybe one or two commodities or crops, it's just not there. We still have really high land prices. Yeah, things tend to be softening a little bit here and there, but overall, I mean, there's still very expensive land. And then if you do try and go make those purchases for any capital expense, you're looking at a really high interest rate. We know that. I read this morning that the Fed's still kind of holding steady there. So you've kind of this mixed bag, right, of pressure on our growers and the growing economy. And so what do we do? How do we do things different at Avid Water? And so some of the things that we impact or touch on, you know, decreasing your pumping costs or moving water or water applied, however you want to look at that. Some growers just want to say cost per acre foot applied. That's some of the things that we think about. How can we do that from an irrigation system or a management perspective? Fertility management and optimization. Yeah, we are not a fertilizer company. We do not sell fertilizer here to our traditional ag customers, but we put out, in my opinion, one of the largest sprayers in the world, basically to every single irrigation customer, because maybe 75 to 80% of the nutrients applied to most of the crops that we deal with go through the irrigation system. So optimizing the irrigation system helps you optimize your fertility and its management. And so and then obviously I talked about that system and that sprayer that, you know, could be $2,500, $3,500, $4,000 an acre. You have this kind of big capital expense, high interest rates. We need to protect that system, and we have to increase the value of it and get an ROI quicker. And so again, I see water treatment helping reduce the production risk, the operating costs, and can again, add money back to the bottom line if you're doing it with the right partner and the right chemistry.
Yeah, that's a lot of information there, Corey.
Yeah,
but all very valuable. And again, with these decreasing prices, we really have to manage our expenses now and make sure we're getting the most out of every dollar we spend.
Exactly, and that's where I think that again we're used to having these conversations with our customers and even non-customers that you say, hey, it's not in the budget, or I don't have the money for it. Okay, well let's discuss that. Let's unpack that a little bit, right? I think there's certain elements to it. And I think the reality is when we talk about the expense of these systems and really, again, the value that they create, it's almost like you can't afford not to type scenario. And so just kind of looking at the pumping cost part of what we looked at earlier, the number one cause of poor DU is system plugging, right? I think that's been kind of proven over and over by ITRC and Styles and Burt and all the work that they've done over there. So just kind of looking at DU, say you have a 0.82 DU and we want to try and get that to a 0.92 in an almond orchard, for instance. And again, there's a lot of almond orchards that are 15 plus years old because, again, the almond boom, we put in a lot of systems, we planted a lot of orchards that maybe are operating in this 0.82 realm. And so if we can just accept that, let's say we're going to apply 44 inches of water with drip irrigation, and kind of a basic setup. You can see here, double line drip, half gallon 30, nothing crazy there. Just to put on 44 inches at 0.03 inches per hour application rate, I need to operate that system at almost 1500 hours. And if to kind of schedule in the DU side of things, if I have a 0.82 DU, I'm going to have a net application of 53.4 inches. And if I have a 0.92 DU, I'm only going to put on 47.7. I say only because that's 5.7 inches difference compared to the 0.82 DU. It's a decent amount of water. And if we look at kind of the average cost to pump and apply water in the Central Valley, I talk to most people, it'd be a little bit higher, be a little bit lower, depending on a few factors. But most folks say it's about $100 per acre foot. So if you have 80 acres, so not a large scale farm by any stretch, but nothing to scoff at by any stretch either, times that 5.7 inches per acre, you're talking about 38 acre feet. I just said $100 per acre foot. All of a sudden, you're now at $47.50 per acre. That's what you're going to end up spending, or way to look at it, saving, depending on how you can schedule that irrigation because your system's running more efficiently, because you've taken care of it and you're putting out water at a more efficient or more uniform rate. And so consider the impact. Again, I talked about the fertility earlier, right? If you're applying 75% of your fertility budget, which might be $350 to $400 an acre through this irrigation system, what's the impact on that? I mean, this is just on a straight water and energy aspect. There's a plenty of other things that we could look at in a deeper dive to kind of say, hey, this does validate and contribute to the bottom line.
Yeah, these are one of those smaller changes making big differences over time when you're doing a few different things together.
I think one of the most important things I learned in ag finance was compound interest, right?
Right.
And we love compound interest. And this is a compound gain because it starts with water, then it's energy, then it becomes labor, then it becomes fertility. And all of a sudden, the value is exponential.
Yeah, and right. And then it's not a one-time either.
Nope, this is a 25-year plus investment. And so you referenced the CAIA fall meeting conference that you and I attended last week. And during one of the presentations, this statement was referenced. So you talk about nut and fruit production. Every 1% drop in DU is a 0.5% or 0.5% drop in yield. And this comes from a very well-respected Dr. Charles Burt from Cal Poly. And so if you want to think about yield loss from a system that maybe we installed with a 0.92 DU going down to a 0.82 DU. So not taking care of your system. I told you earlier, you can't afford not to do it. Almonds, let's say that there's that 10% DU change or 10 points of DU reduction is 5% of yield loss. Just say 2,500 pounds to the acre average. Right now, at suppressed pricing of $1.45 a pound, that's still $180 an acre.
You can add some really reduced prices on a good year. I can't imagine what that number could be. You know,
let's look at the tomato market. I talked about maybe some of the bright spots, right? 5%, 60 tons. I don't think, I know quite a few growers that are able to achieve that and more. $125 a ton after harvest and haul. I mean, is that $350, $375 an acre right there? Probably. And in, again, a really, really tough ag economy. And so you can start taking that. And I talked about the compound interest portion of this. Take these yield loss estimates, which are, again, this has been studied and tested by academia. This isn't just, a sales pitch, right? This is done by, academia and third party. You take that yield loss, then we talk about that water and energy from the slide previous, you start adding these together. Now your numbers, again, tomatoes could be $400 an acre. That could be, 10% pretty significantly and pretty quickly. So these are, again, real examples, I think, fair numbers for pricing and for yields for growers. And again, if you're a grower who potentially has a higher yield optimization number, this value could be even higher.
Yeah. So, Corey, I just want to remind everybody, we do have the Q&A open and the chat open. If you want to ask a question, or you want to add a comment, please put them there, and I'll get that to Corey when appropriate. We do have somebody, it's interesting, you know, we get people from all over the country, all over the world. We have a gentleman from Turkey, by the way, Corey, who's mentioning that he wishes that you would share more water treatment and working area videos on LinkedIn because he follows you and you're doing great work. So nice compliment there. And it's nice to know your work's being viewed from all over the world.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'm sure there's a heck of a time difference. So hopefully nobody's staying up too late to watch this. But yeah, no, it's hard to capture what we do, right? And share it, but it's a privilege to work for a company that sees the value in that and even things like this webinar, right? So I appreciate the kind words. And yeah, there's a lot of good things to show going forward, and we're excited to continue to teach. So I talked about fertility, and I talked about kind of some of the water samples and different things that we can do here. So this is from Brandt Hydrology, which is one of our key partners in our water treatment business. And so we basically do this before making any applications or any recommendations to our growers is, hey, let us get a water sample for you. Let us take a look at this. This is at zero cost to the grower, whether you're a customer or not. We're more than happy to take a look at it, give you recommendations. We've looked at stuff this year that we said, actually, you're good. You just make sure you use proper filtration to get inorganic compounds and sediment out of the way. But other than that, you actually don't need anything. We're happy to tell you also when you don't need it. And so, but with that, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's surface water or well water, you would be surprised what you can find. And so again, every new water treatment installation, we start with this to make sure we get everything dialed in. This is actually just a few miles from my office. Tested something for a grower early in the season and was pretty shocked. This is actually from a well. And I went, this is an almond orchard, and I looked at it, and you can see I kind of circled it in red here, nitrate. And you can see kind of the different readings, but probably the most basic reading that we should understand is we're applying 50 pounds per acre foot of nitrogen. And if you don't think about it in the context of, we're probably applying almost 4 acre feet of water. So we're applying almost 200 pounds of N per acre out of the ground. That's not anything supplemental. That's just in the well water as it is. And, you know, if you want to go through the breakdown of almonds and their N removal rate and how efficient they are at removing that, again, 47.7 inches of water, like we talked about earlier, almost 4 acre feet, again, is 200 pounds of N being applied. We only need about 240 pounds to grow the entire crop at 2,500 pounds of the acre. This grower could, in theory, almost eliminate their entire N purchases because it's already present in the water, and it's nitrate and it's plant available immediately. There's no conversion that needs to happen or anything. So he's basically fertigating anytime he runs the irrigation system. So I circled it in red on there because obviously that's a risk, right? We want to make sure that we don't have well water contamination, groundwater contamination, nitrate, leaching, anything like that. But also from the financial side and some of the agronomy side, I kind of colored it in green on this slide. It is actually an opportunity. So it was a challenge, but we're turning it into an opportunity. So again, if you're buying in at, say, $1 per pound, sometimes more if you're using can 17, different things like that, that's $200 per acre directly to your bottom line just by getting a free water sample done. And yeah, this is a pretty extreme example, but there's still plenty of examples where it's even within the legal limit of safe drinking water, but you still have to account for that in your irrigation and nitrogen management plans that we have to do for the state at this point. But you can also work that into your purchasing decisions. And maybe it's $10 an acre, maybe it's $25 an acre, whatever that number ends up being. It doesn't have to be as significant as 200, but it's all compound. It's all part of this ROI that we're trying to build. And when you start seeing the cost of water treatment as a whole, you find a few of these things and you can actually pay for it pretty quickly. And so this grower in particular is paying $55 an acre to treat his system on an annual basis. And he's basically taking all the rest of that money, and he's actually doing some other things to try and help with soil infiltration, irrigation scheduling, and make sure he's not leaching anything. So he's able to take this money, he's able to reinvest it back into his farm for, again, this long-term gain, because this orchard is only 7 years old. Yeah, the economics are tough now, but who, you know, people are optimistic about what it's going to look like in maybe another 5 to 7 years. So just again, another opportunity to say, hey, let's take a look at something. Where can we dial this in a little bit?
Yeah, so I've always thought of a basic fundamental of irrigation as getting a soil test. We got to add the water test right to that, right? This is something that everybody should be doing.
Yeah, and again, for us in the area, if you're interested in becoming a customer, again, this is the first step in what we do. It's completely free, and it's a great starting spot, and really gives us an opportunity to create the value, right? To explain the value to you and say, hey, Richard, this actually probably won't help you, or here's how you could go about this to maximize your ROI. We could do it this way, but it's too expensive. There's just so many ways to go about it. But again, as a trusted advisor, it's our group to be able to say, hey, here's the information, here's my recommendation, and then, you know, kind of guide you on the journey. So we talked about system protection earlier, and kind of referencing this long-term scenario where we're putting out drip line that might need to be out there for 20 to 25 years. And so it's obviously a super long-term game, if you will. It's a capital intensive investment and high interest rates, like we talked about. It's a lot going on. And so when you think about the emission devices or or the tubing, so whether it's double line drip or sprinklers, you're generally seeing about 25% of the total cost of the irrigation system is just in this specific category. So again, if you just go back to double line drip on permanent crops, because there's so many acres and it's kind of the low hanging fruit, pun intended, you have about 4,000 feet per acre on average of this product out there. And so if you can just agree with me that say 1,000 foot is $85 a roll, which might actually be low in some instances, you're at $340 per acre of, I'm going to again call it an investment. If you plug just 15% of that, that's only 600 feet per acre. That's less than one roll. It's about almost half a roll. That's $51 per acre of plugging replacement product that you would have to buy. And maybe you're not plugging at that high of a rate, but let's say that it's even half of that. Again, does $25 an acre make a difference? Well, 25 plus the yield loss we talked about, plus the $20 in fertility. Again, you can see the value proposition pretty quickly. So just for reference, you talked about kind of how important water treatment is, especially kind of going into the off season into next year. Say we're going to do a shock treatment. You take the labor and the material, we quote it out to the customer, they know ahead of time. Shocks are $15 to $30 an acre, depending on, again, how much labor, how much material, what kind of material we're doing. But you know, is that worth doing just to offset, again, how much percentage of that 15%? Maybe it's half of it. I think that, again, the value is there, or at least it's pretty pretty present for people. And so this is just another example of, hey, here's a big investment. Here's how we protect it.
Yeah, the other thing I like about this, Corey, is it is a calculation that you can pencil out and easily make. It's not like... on average, we get this type of thing. It's a solid number, and I really appreciate that.
No, and that's, I think I want to make it as tangible, right, for the audience, and say, hey, this is, we understand where you're at, and here's how we can create value. These are all pictures sent to me by our team, and this is probably within the last 2 months of sites we've inherited, different things that we've encountered. You know, top left. We're not just dropping, let me say this, we're not just dropping off chemistry and walking away and sending a bill. We are prescribing chemistry, dialing in the right rate, constantly visiting and saying, okay, what's going on with the system? Writing down and providing a report, a written report with pictures of, hey, Richard, I found this today, top left, plugging in the command filter. Hey, by the way, I rinsed it out. So your system should be back flushing just fine. If you notice in the second picture on the top, on the left-hand side, there's a bunch of stuff stuck at the end of a riser. Well, if you notice, that riser is the last riser because you can see the flush out down below in the air vent. Well, this was actually noticed because our team was driving by and they saw that row didn't have any water on it. I mean, it wasn't like we've gone, I'll say, exceptionally out of our way. It's just an extra set of eyes. It's just an opportunity for us to go, wow, what's going on here? And to say, hey, you should probably flush the entire system, not just continue to treat it, but there's probably some labor that needs to be done. Changes in sand. You could see the top right picture. It's kind of hard to make out what that is, but you can actually see the gravel is starting to be exposed. This is inside a sand media tank. The grower had a throttling valve issue on the back flush line, and basically almost all of his filtering media had blown out of his tanks. And the system wasn't running when our team was there to drop off and check on chemistry. But rather than just go, oh, system's not running, write down a flow meter reading, take a picture and leave, I said, hey, I have a couple of minutes. They opened up the lids and the sand media tanks and went, oh boy, we have an issue. What's going on here, right? Again, these are just all a ton of examples of stuff that we find because our team is there. They're trained, they're experts, not just in chemistry, not just in the products, but also in really the system that, that it's serving and protecting.
Yeah, having those extra sets of eyes, Corey, is so valuable. You know, people with the knowledge can see things so much more easily than people that don't.
Yeah, 100%. So again, I wanted to share that because that's, again, part of the value. And so if I just kind of wanted to put a bow on this, kind of wrap some of these things up, you know, we talked about crop loss from DU degradation. That's real. That's from, again, academia. That is from people that I think we all highly respect and have built a lot of our industry on. So, you know, take some averages there at $245 an acre, but let's take the water and energy application cost, could be $40 an acre, system replacement, 50. You know, that total grower burden, $340 an acre. Common chemistry and application rates, I'm just going to say $85 an acre. We have customers that pay more because they have to use a special product at a high rate. We have some that pay less. It's all just, again, really specific to that site and that system. And our recommendation there is, again, the average grower potential return, $250 an acre. Personally, I think it can be done. If you really mathed out and you really thought about what your savings are or what your risks are, I think that number does exist. But I guess the best way to ask this, and I think you know the answer, Richard, is what if it's just half of that? What if it's just $125 an acre? Does that excite you as a grower in this economy? I think it probably does. And it's a conversation that's worth having at that point. So I'll say that even if your system has a high DU, so it's a new system or you have good maintenance practices, consider protecting your system and your crop. We talked about changes in the water quality this year. It can prevent things from happening or create things to happen that we haven't seen in a while. So I want to make sure that we always stay on top of it. Let us know if you're interested in a water sample, and we'd love to do it. So that's my value proposition. Kind of going back to the team, we have all that. We'd love to reach out for kind of your post-harvest needs. I have Colin and Blair's information up here. They're both certified individuals. Colin takes care of our kind of Central and Southern Valley. Blair is located up in Linden, California, and she takes care of most of our Northern Valley, along with the rest of our team. So again, we hope to hear from you. Really excited about the opportunity to continue to expand and rebrand our business. And obviously my contact information if anybody needs it, but yeah, we've got a few shocks to do the rest of this week, and we're going to continue on.
Corey, what a great presentation. And to everybody who's watching, if you're not taking up Corey on this offer to call and contact him or his team, you're missing out on a really nice opportunity. I mean, who does that? Well, Corey and his team does, and we appreciate it. So a couple of questions coming in here at the end, Corey. One is, do you suggest removing the filter screens from the tees? I think it was on that one picture you saw there.
Yeah, I think that there's a big discourse about that. I think that's actually one of my recent LinkedIn polls I did, Richard, was kind of getting public opinion there. And it's hard to say. Is it better to plug one screen on a riser and say there's 60 risers and 40 acres versus how many emitters, right? And how many emitters potentially plug, but you plug one screen and you've cut off water to a whole row. There's, you know, the string board meme, right, of all the different things that could go wrong and challenges there. I think, it really comes down to what's your level of management? What's your level of, comfort and what challenges are you battling? I don't have an answer for that because, again, we have customers that prefer no screens. We have customers that prefer having screens. So I can't say that one group's right or wrong. But I think that, we're here to kind of help growers kind of manage the risks with each side of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. So then we have another person saying, will the presentation be available to attendees? And yep, we do. We will send a video out, a copy of this to everybody who attended today. Corey, I also want to say in this contacting you and your team, I know a lot of growers are very independent and can work these things out on their own, but I know the other side of it is that they're also very busy and you want to get to the answer a lot more quickly. I think that is one of the keys and the reason for the outreach is you'll get that answer quick. Corey and his team are really responsive and man, take advantage of that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're getting to the end of the season and the amount of, even working with our customers, you talk about like what level of commitment we have is, hey, Richard, look, you're only going to run this much more water for the rest of the season. You have this many gallons of product left. You're basically going to use just about all of it. So I'm not going to drop anything off. I was here on this day. I did look at it, but no, I didn't drop anything for you. I'm not sending you a bill. Because you're not going to need anything after, say, October. Call me if you need me in the meantime, but, I will see you again in February if you're an almond grower, right? Or in April if you're a pistachio grower. Those are the kind of conversations and relationships that our team has with our customers. And again, the kind of foresight that we have that it's not just dropping chemistry, it's adding that value, it's having that personal touch. And then also saying, hey, by the way, I did this for you. I found this issue. You might want to address this. That's how I think growers save time. And then also probably sleep a little bit better knowing that, again, there's folks out there making sure that all this stuff is running well.
Yeah. Sounds like great partnerships, Corey.
So, absolutely.
Corey, again, thank you for spending time with us today. And more importantly, spending the time to put this together. We really appreciate it. And thanks everybody who's watching. We really appreciate that. As you know, you can find all of our more than 300 trainings at janesusa.com/trainings. And they're all free, which is a really great thing, I think, as well as many still count for credits for education with the IA. So take a look at that. I know we're getting towards the end of the year and people sometimes scramble for those credits. You can watch them and pick them up there. So again, Corey, thanks so much. We're going to be back next week talking about regenerative ag. Hopefully I can say it better by then, but we'll see you guys later. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, Richard.